WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of real talk, practical wisdom, and good vibes. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy world with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of laughter along the way. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, building a growth mindset for personal growth. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Another self-help podcast? Ugh, I've heard it all before. Trust me, this isn't your average motivational spiel. We're getting real, digging deep, and exploring how to shift your perspective from I can't to I can learn. Ever felt stuck in a rut, like you were banging your head against a wall trying to achieve something? You know that feeling when you're faced with a challenge and your brain screams, nope, not gonna happen. That's where a growth mindset comes in. It's like this mental superpower that allows you to embrace challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Here are five key takeaways to help you unlock this incredible power. 1. Embrace the learning curve. Life isn't about being perfect from the get-go. It's a journey of constant learning and evolution. Think about it. Even your favorite musician, athlete, or artist had to start somewhere, right? They made mistakes. They fell flat on their faces sometimes, but they picked themselves up, dusted off, and kept going. That's the beauty of a growth mindset. You celebrate every stumble as a stepping stone to mastery. 2. Challenge your limiting beliefs. We all have those pesky little voices in our heads that whisper, "You're not good enough," or "This is too hard." It's time to call them out. Recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, simply beliefs, not facts. Start asking yourself, "Is there evidence to support this belief?" What would I say to a friend who had this thought? By questioning those limiting beliefs, you can start to chip away at their power and create space for positive, empowering thoughts. 3. Seek out feedback. Don't shy away from constructive criticism. It's like getting a GPS update. It might not always feel great in the moment, but it can guide you in the right direction. When someone offers feedback, try to see it as an opportunity for growth, not a personal attack. Remember, even your heroes have mentors and coaches who help them improve. 4. Celebrate effort over outcome. Sometimes, we get so caught up in the end result that we forget to appreciate the journey. A growth mindset focuses on the process, the learning, the trying, the persistence. It's about showing up every day and putting in the effort, regardless of the outcome. You know what they say, the only true failure is not trying at all. 5. Practice gratitude. This one might seem a little out there, but trust me on this. Cultivating gratitude can have a profound impact on your mindset. When you focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small, you create a positive feedback loop that attracts more positivity. It's like a mental magnet. The more you appreciate what you have, the more you attract abundance and joy. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a brilliant graphic designer, but she's constantly struggling with imposter syndrome. Every time she takes on a new project, her inner critic screams, "You're not good enough. You'll mess this up." This keeps her stuck in a cycle of self-doubt and procrastination. But then, Sarah decides to shift her mindset. She starts embracing challenges as opportunities to learn, celebrating her effort even if the outcome isn't perfect. She actively seeks out feedback, knowing it can help her grow. She practices gratitude for her talents and the amazing clients she gets to work with. The result? Sarah blossoms. Her confidence soars, she takes on bigger projects, and she becomes a sought-after designer in her field. See what I mean about a growth mindset being a superpower? It's not magic. It's conscious choice, a daily commitment to learning, evolving, and becoming the best version of yourself. So, my friends, let's recap. Embrace the journey. Challenge those limiting beliefs. Seek out feedback. Celebrate your efforts and practice gratitude. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. It all starts with shifting your mindset and believing in your ability to grow and learn. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever experienced a shift in your mindset? What strategies have helped you cultivate a growth mindset? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation for daily doses of inspiration and practical wisdom. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.